Welcome, 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 and good morning, good morning, good morning. It's time for our Community Connection. It is Financial Literacy Month, and with Truity, we have Joe Beffer, Sarah Freeman, and Colleen Cooper in the house. Welcome very much to our chilly little abode. How's everybody doing today?
Doing well.
Doing great.
I'm chilling, just for the record. But first of all, let's get things rolling. Sarah, you deal a lot with the community projects at Truity, and there's a whole lot of community going on.
There is. You know, I feel like it's the time of year where the community is really starting to come out. We're through COVID somewhat, and there's lots of community events happening. Our sponsorships are really starting to kick off. And I am really blessed that that's one of the things I get to do for the credit union, is talk about what we're doing and go out and work with our nonprofits to make sure that we're sponsoring them and supporting them in the ways that they need.
Now, I understand we have Financial Literacy Month coming on. We've got an expert with us, I think, right?
We do. We do. So April is Financial Literacy Month, and it's really a time for us to make sure and remind our members that they are educated and that we have tools that can help them. And Colleen can probably speak to that a little bit more.
Hi, Colleen.
Hi. So one of the first things we have is the My Finance. We offer that. You can use that through digital banking, and it really gives people an opportunity to kind of look at where they're spending their money, make a budget, and decide if that's the best way to spend their money as they go through the month or the year. We also have been doing a lot of things as it relates to COVID. We're trying to turn on the dime and make sure that we make our services available to everybody. And so we've had to quickly adjust and try and figure out new ways to help our members, whether it be through the drive-through or over the phone and different things like that, making sure that members know how to use our digital platforms to make it easier for them to do the transactions and do things that they normally would during time of COVID. We also spend a lot of time talking to individual members on a regular basis, just figuring out what they need. If their situation is difficult and they have financial difficulty of some sort, we may refer them over to credit resolutions or something like that to help them find a resolution in some way that we can help.
You know, so many people are out there and about, and they have jobs, they have responsibilities, but no one ever showed them really how to keep track of their money. And 21 is a real bad age to figure out you don't know what you're doing after you got a college degree. And that's really something else.
Yeah, and I can speak to that a little bit. One of the things that we do is really go into the schools in all of our communities where we have branches and try and make sure that we're doing education opportunities for students, whether it's elementary, giving them a piggy bank so they can start saving, or in high school, talking to them about the difference between banks and credit unions, or how to get their first checking account, because we want to make sure they have those tools before they head out into the world so they can really be financially savvy.
Now, Joe, COVID, that kind of threw people for a little bit of a loop. We're kind of getting back on track slowly but surely. Where are we in the process as it relates to Truity Credit Union?
Well, you know, we talk about the financial education pieces that we put out in the community, how we help the schools and we help various nonprofits. I mean, you know, I think of Building Bridges that is definitely working to educate members of the community financially. But one of the things that we could never really be prepared for was a pandemic. You know, we give loans and to people who are financially stable and they're ready to make their payments, but something happens in their life where they lose their job or their business is shut down because of COVID. We had the opportunity to work with over 3,000 families in the last year to help them through that situation. The PPP loans that came out, we were able to help over 200 small businesses get through COVID. You know, as we're coming out on the backside of COVID, we're seeing a lot more stability with people. And we understand that stimulus has helped with that. Various adjustments that have been made in people's financial lives have helped with that. But our credit resolutions department has had the privilege to work with individual families and small businesses on how to get through a crisis. And again, we're not seeing the financial frustrations and uncertainty that we saw a year ago. Mm-hmm. We're seeing that stabilize, and we continue to help people on a daily basis to get through whatever comes their way due to COVID.
That is amazing. You know, Truity has a big, long story and a nice history right here in Bartlesville. I'm going to say jump ball, and whoever wants to take it can do it. Help me with the history here. I understand this is closely tied to our friends at Phillips and Conoco, and a lot of people working here and raising families here over the years.
Right. So Truity was actually founded in 1939. So for 82 years, we've been helping our members. Originally, it started with members of the Jane Phillips sorority who decided, the ladies decided they wanted a place to hold their money. So they would give one of the secretaries a quarter, and that bought them into membership with the credit union. And then they used that to save money and then do small loans to each other. And that was really the start of what Truity is today.
You start small, think big, and get bigger, and then next thing you know, you're helping entire communities. Colleen, that's really something else. That's the spirit right there of both community and Truity in the same breath.
Absolutely, yeah.
My goodness sakes. Well, you know, when you say that you're out and about in the communities, you're talking about going into the schools. There are just so many different touch places we have in our community where people could stand a little bit of a better education on their money and how to do better with it. And that is something that I find tremendous, going out there with outreach programs.
Sure. And we do things like we mentioned, going into the schools. We also do seminars at what we refer to as our community partners. So local employers whose employees can be members of the credit union will go in and do seminars on building budgets, how to buy your first house, or how to improve your credit score. And that's just one of the benefits that we really offer to the community when they choose to do business with us. So we're always trying to make sure that we're touching them wherever those members are, whether they're in the working population or students or even our seniors, helping them understand the technology, like Colleen mentioned, of how they can access their funds and use the tools that are available to them.
So, Joe, how hard is it to be a member?
You know, becoming a member, if you work with one of our community partners, is very easy to become a member. If you are a family member of mm-hmm. an already member, it is very easy to become a member. And we have the Truity Education Foundation that also allows people to become members as well.
Mm-hmm. The foundation's something else, isn't it?
It is.
It is. I could probably speak to that a little bit. Our Truity Education Foundation takes income that we receive when people join the credit union, so when they pay into that foundation, and then we turn that around and pay it back to public school foundations. So currently we have branches in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, and we can take those funds and give them back to those public school foundations. And actually, over the time of the Education Foundation, we have given away over $1 million.
Holy moly, that's a lot of dollars.
It is, and it's a great impact. You know, in Bartlesville specifically, I can think of all kinds of projects, from new stage equipment at schools to playground equipments. We partnered with Ascension St. John to put in fit playgrounds at many of the elementary schools. We've done grants, all kinds of projects that have really helped benefit that education piece in our communities.
All righty. Now, how do we find you? We know the great big building downtown. It's big. But if we want to do that electronically, you got a website, you got Facebook, what do you do?
Yeah, you can visit our website at www.truitycu.org.
That'll get you just about anywhere you need to go, huh?
Also, we do have our downtown branch as well as our branch on Highway 75.
Yes, another beautiful building.
Thank you.
Well, I got to tell you, it's great to have you on board. It's nice to know that Truity cares enough to go out into the community and help out and be a great business partner, to be a great neighbor, for that matter. Appreciate your spirit. Appreciate you being I appreciate your spirit. I appreciate your business. And, of course, we appreciate you as individuals. I want to thank you all for being involved with this and being here on our Community Connection today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.